Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Travelers.
Come in, take a seat, have a tankard.
Warm yourself by the hearth on this most stupendous of day. I don't
this
know what's
is
happening.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. This yeah. is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is and remains Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings, Traveler.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Ooh. We also have, love it. Yeah, let me just live there for a second, Brett.
Oh, it's so nice there.
This is a good vibe, and I gotta get our wonderful guest right into this vibe so that he can take part as well. He is a comedian and a friend and a writer on the new Netflix show Waffles and Mochi. We love him so much. Please welcome to the show, Sean Diston.
Well, my king, is it you? That speaking of me, you know, I was trying to help.
Yes, kneel before the throne and welcome to our humble hall.
Would I get you a slice of shepherd's
pie? No, get out of here, peasant child.
Who is this guy? Forgive
me. Oh, my God. Right now, the Magic Tavern guys are so pissed. They're like, these guys.
Arnie Niekamp is calling me up, be like, I thought we were friends. And Adel's like, no, it's cool.
I thought we had this shit figured out.
And then Matt Young is,
I am Usador.
Like
we love those guys. Anyone listening, it would be absurd to me if you hadn't heard of Magic Tavern, but check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. They're our buds. We love them.
Okay. Now, sometimes, Sean, we do like to just sort of like give the mise-en-scene, set the table for our listeners and let them know. And I do need to let them know because I do want to give you the badge of honor that you just calmly and sweetly battled through 50 minutes of setup.
Listen, here's the thing. I've had a pretty decent day. I'm feeling pretty good. Of course, we had some issues with figuring out the setup for the audio, but I'm just so happy. I'm so glad that it was Brett's fault the entire time.
But it was. We ran into an issue where, inexplicably, Sean could join a server hosted by literally anyone except for Brett.
But you know what? In the end, we all got through it. We're in a new place. And it was Brett's fault. And in the end, it wasn't.
And in the end, it was Brett's fault. And Zach saved the day. And Sean is blameless. And those are the things to remember.
I just can't eat. You host podcasts, you guest on podcasts all the time. You have a great setup. Mm-hmm. You came prepared with the like things we asked you to do ahead of time.
The internet was crisp and clear.
Everything
and clean.
Was going our way. And I just can't imagine if that were me on someone else's podcast. I need to tell you, the amount of like stress sweat that'd be coming off of my body after minute 12.
Here's
I'd be
the
like,
thing.
I don't know.
As a person who's hosted podcasts, I understood, hey, if I panic, that's not going to help anybody.
Look, you booted up a second computer for us,
I pulled up my second laptop, downloaded a whole new program on it. fully got connected into another server till we figured it out. But I will say, it just reminded me of the point. I don't think I've ever talked about this, but I hosted that Ninja Turtles podcast, which of course, Jess, you were a guest on.
So fun.
And the first episode was with Scott, who it was just me and Scott. And Scott had asked me, like, do you want to do the show? Whatever, it can be on your Patreon. It was this huge favor. And we sat down, we started recording. I'd say we recorded for maybe 45 minutes until I realized, oh yeah, I haven't recorded any of this. This is not recorded on my side. First episode, let's just start this thing over from the beginning. So I understand the stress, you know, but we're here.
And this sounds even better because again,
It was all Brett. It was not my fault in any way.
And Jamulus makers, if you are listening, we are interested in being sponsored by Jamulus, getting that sort of premium lane where our servers always work.
Yes,
that
the off-book sort of servers. To. There needs to be some space set aside.
Jamulus presented by Off-Book.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
But it is so quite funny. A gift and quite a skill, Sean, that you have, because I feel like even other, like Jess and I host podcasts too. I don't know that we would have come at this situation with that amount of grace and calm.
No, I'm saying
did.
I would not.
I know. I'm agreeing. I'm saying that, like, even you though
might,
we also.
You might, Zach, because also you have a little bit more technical acumen than I do. I would be fully white knuckling saying there's nothing I can do.
Well, look, we're sitting, I'm sitting in my house. You know, I didn't drive anywhere. You know, with the crazy year we had, who's going to get mad about a podcast?
Can I do something that's a little bit unusual for
Please,
Off-Book and really set the table?
I'd love it.
Like in a really specific way.
We've set the table one way. Let's reset the table another way.
Okay.
Like I said, I put down silverware, but you want to talk about where the fork is.
I'm not.
What's the etiquette?
We cut to a table. The table is set. The silverware has been put on. I'm not going to touch that. Here's what I am going to touch. We zoom back. We see the table. The table is oak. It's craftsman. It's nice. You could have bought it anywhere in America for the last 70 years or so. We cut back again. We see the whole house. Normal house. Suburban street. It's sunset. But the sun is much too close to the earth. And coming closer with every passing minute. And the world is reacting differently to this imposing death. Some with grace and calm. Some with panic.
But hi, Jim.
Hey there, Sandra. How are you? I'm freaking out, I gotta tell you.
Oh, I'm freaking out as well, but also trying not to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing. It's Thanksgiving this week, and I just don't know if I can get together with the family, because shit is out of control.
You know what? That's what I was thinking about, too. I was thinking, geez, how do I preheat my oven when I'm getting so much additional heat from this sun?
Speaking of heat, if we're gonna be burnt to the crisp by the sun imminently, should I be out there just leaving my family behind and trying to get laid?
Oh my, you know what? Me and Dale were having this conversation last night, and you know we are dedicated to each other, but we thought, boy oh boy, if we only have a few days, would you like to run up the numbers a little bit?
What's that? Oh yeah, we're talking about how in the last few days on Earth, we might just really cut loose?
Yeah!
I mean, what do you do when the sun's crashing into you? What do you do with your last few days?
What do you do when the sun is gonna destroy the earth? I mean, probably panic.
At first I panicked. I started to fret. But then I said, hey, I can live for 3 days with no regrets. Cause there's nothing to regret when you can barely have time to think. So why not go for it all and even include the kitchen sink?
Because in 3 days the sun will kill us all. In 3 days the sun will kill us all. It's gonna kill us all.
You know, I was telling Dale we're not having your mother over for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely not.
And I don't even have to ask for one bit of forgiving. Because it's like, obviously, let's just give it a toss. I'm not gonna spend my last 3 days grinding orange zest into cranberry sauce.
What do you do when you're supposed to make a meal? What's the deal? Should I put my family out in the street? I kind of feel like you guys are having maybe more constructive ways of thinking about this, because I'm still panicking.
Which is natural, because in 3 days the sun will kill us all.
Everyone seems so chill. Like, do I go out and have sex with someone, or do I go out and make dinner for Thanksgiving? It's like,
Jim,
I'm still having an existential crisis, you know?
I get it.
And I'm with you.
Here's what helped us.
A little bit.
Do you take gummies, Jim?
What are you talking? I'm sorry, what?
Do you take weed gummies into your mouth ever, Jim?
In this the state of California where they are legal. Do you take weed gummies, Jim?
Well, I no. You know, I had one, I think, when I went to, I think we saw like Haim at the Greek or something.
Love to see Haim.
Oh, yes. To see Haim at the Greek. You know what? I love Haim at the Greek because I love that it's sort of like a hometown show.
Yeah. It's like they go on tour, but when they come back to
When Haim come home.
When Haim come home, because, you know, they're LA girls, you know, they're doing that whole video with PT on Ventura. Mm-hmm, there are girls.
They shot that album cover at Cantor's.
Yes. Do you know what?
I didn't know that.
Yes. You know, well, the eldest, Haim's sister, she used to play with her parents in the kibitz room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. That's the side room of Cantor's Deli.
Mm-hmm. That is the side room of Cantor's Deli.
When Haim come home, it's a time for celebration for... For neighbors, for children.
Hey, girls, I know that we only have 3 days left to live and to be Haim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm freaking loving spending them in Mykonos with you guys.
I'm loving it too.
I love it here in Mykonos, Greece, as me, the youngest Haim sister.
And me, Alana? The bass player,
I'm Esty, Alana,
who really serves face.
Yeah, Esty and me. Oh, shoot. Well, I'm the main singer and the piano player.
Yeah.
What do I play?
You play drums.
Of course I do. I bang on the drums, Alana.
Sometimes the bells. I don't remember what song, but there was a bell.
There was bells. But girls, I'm loving being in Mykonos for these final days, but I'm kind of feeling like Haim needs to go home, you know?
Danielle, are you saying that you, Danielle, and me, Alana, and you, Esty, that Haim go home?
I feel like we owe it to home for Haim to go home on our last bit of time on this, with our mortal coil, like...
I want to spend those days at home.
What do you say when you get to the end of the line? What do you say when you're like Jason after the golden fleece? But you know that these days, you gotta skip out on Greece, 'cause it's time for Haim to go.
I said yes. I served bass in Germany and plucked bass guitar in Switzerland. But you know what? I think it's time for me to get my passport, 'cause Haim should go home.
Haim to go home.
Haim should go.
Time for Heim to go home.
Heim should go home.
We've had all ups and downs and thrills, but it's time for us to go home to Woodland Hills.
Bass solo.
Look at her face.
Serving face while saving face. My turn. Drum solo. Kick drum, snare. Bang around on the middle drum. Tom's drums, cymbals. Soft cymbals. Soft
cymbals. Time to go home.
Kick drum, snare. Just ain't there. I wanna go back home with my home snare. It's time to go home.
There's no time to relax. Gotta walk with my sister straight down Fairfax.
Gotta get home and make my kick drum boom back in the Kibbutz room.
You guys keep singing, I'm gonna book some tickets on my phone.
For Heim to go home to Trivago.
What do you think we take a whole aisle?
What do you mean take a whole aisle?
I'll sit in the aisle. Like, you could probably sit in the window and then maybe Danielle in the middle, you know, and then we sort of. You know what?
It's our last flight ever. Let's, like, spread out.
You're right. Okay, we'll spread out. I'll maybe sit in the front.
I'll sit in the middle of some random row, like 27. I'll sit in the middle of row 27. Now you guys say where you're gonna sit.
Put me in first class next to the guy with the pet pig. I wanna sit next to the guy with the pet pig.
Danielle, where are you gonna sit?
My God, I hope this plane has a business class, cause first class makes me nervous, but I still want a nicer chair.
Can I change my answer? I wanna fly in the cargo hold, like a rabbit or some other pet. Not allowed to fly in the main cabin.
Anyway, it's time for Heim to go home.
Danielle has to
time for Heim to go home.
Cause we wanna.
Only way to spend our end of day is to go home to
apparently there are no flights flying because the sun is really close to the earth.
Yeah, I wouldn't get in a plane. Oh, but you know what? We're in Mykonos.
A boat!
We'll just take a boat.
Okay, we'll take a boat. We have to find a boat.
It's our last day. It's our last day here. Everyone up on the top deck.
Aye, Captain.
Now listen, we've been bloodthirsty, slightly anachronistic pirates for time now.
That's right.
You followed me into the 21st century. It's the most any captain could ask.
We all saw Pirates of the Caribbean and quit our office jobs to pursue a job that no longer exists in the waves.
That's right. We were all executives at Circuit City.
Yes.
And we said, this ship is sinking before it goes down.
And I'll say this, when we found that Bitcoin treasure and that big pile of trash, when we found that hard drive and turned it into whole card cash, this ship, I mean, we're doing it, Captain. We're really doing it.
Oh, yeah. So when everyone is picturing we don't have to picture it. We're on it every day.
Right.
But this ain't your typical pirate ship.
No!
Oh, no, no, no,
no.
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 This is is a pirate ship like no other ship on the sea. This ain't your typical pirate ship, not your grandma's ship, nee. This pirate ship has a widescreen TV. And this pirate ship has several other amenities.
And this pirate ship has a crew that is 1, 2 plus you, that makes 3. Yes. And this pirate ship is made up of only former executives from Circus City. And this pirate ship has never stolen a single dime.
No,
this pirate ship prefers to just have Bitcoin mined.
Oh, this ship, this pirate ship is like no other you've ever had. And this pirate ship, of course, has a helicopter pad. And of course, we have every kind of wine that you could think about. I mean, this pirate ship is fucking trick the fuck out.
Oh, yo ho ho, our pirate ship's bespoke. Yo ho ho, our pirate ship's bespoke. Yo ho ho, our pirate ship's bespoke. Yo ho ho. So that's our ship.
That's this our ship.
That's,
ship.
That's our
just
very
anyone,
good
for
friendly.
Anyone listening, because we don't need that description. But for anyone listening, that's the pirate ship.
This is so great that you just described that, because my sisters and I were interested in maybe...
Avast! Heim sisters off the port bow!
Oh no, it's SD serving face!
Lay the anchor and lay down the gangplank! Hello, Heim sisters. We're your biggest fans.
Oh my gosh,
that's so
sweet. This is
sweet.
Incredible.
Wow.
I didn't think.
You, SD, serving face while serving bass. You, Alana, playing the drums and being a scallywag. And you, Danielle, tying it all
keys.
Together
yes.
on the keys.
Not that. Wait, coach, captain. Let me make the joke.
Hey, Captain Coach.
Let me make the joke. You're probably asking yourselves how we listen to your music. Well, we pirate it.
Are you familiar with the software LimeWire?
Yeah, that's,
Do you know of the bespoke program in which you can steal files from the dark web?
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, for sure.
Well, this ain't like any lime wires you've seen
can
before.
Can I ask you, all three of you are in, like, Tommy Bahama shirts and
yes.
Topsiders.
Correct.
Why you talk like pirates?
Well, first, hold on, I need to sell, yo-ho-ho, our lime wires bespoke. Okay, that's it.
Okay,
you were asking about our clothes.
We just wanted to get into it, if you wanted the description. Oh, well, I'll tell you why. Why wouldn't you? I mean, look at the sky. I mean, everything's about to fall to shit.
You're so right. Everyone needs to spend their final days. If three, I'm assuming sort of like you used to have white collar jobs.
We were executives at Circuit City.
Yeah.
It's very...
We were all suffering through our second or third divorce, depending on which of ye yes.
Mine was 2.
I took stock options, so I'm still doing pretty well.
I was on my third wife, but we hadn't officially married yet. She wouldn't sign the prenup. I was about to say, well, let's just throw it away then. But at that point, I couldn't unring the bell.
The point is we were all fiscally fine.
We were doing
but
good.
Emotionally in a bad place.
Our lives were in a rut.
And we thought to ourselves, let's clad ourselves in the finest of Thomas Bahama and set out on a bespoke pirate ship across the seas. And now we find us here, looking at the Heim sisters off the coast of Mykonos.
Okay.
Do you know that song Mykonos by the Fleet Foxes?
Yeah, it's really
the one
beautiful.
That goes yo yo ho yo ho yo ho. Yeah, it's in a major key. Yo yo ho yo ho. It's that. That's the song. Do you
that's
know that one?
You guys know that song?
Yeah. We've played it like festivals all the time with Fleet Foxes.
Do you want to say anything about the guitar I'm playing right now? Like,
yes.
Oh, that's pretty good for a pirate. I didn't expect right. Captain Coach to play guitar so
now
good.
That's a sea shanty if I ever heard one.
Yeah. This is a sea shanty. Do you know of sea shanty?
Yeah,
they're classically in 4/4 time most of the time.
You guys have some, a little bit of something going on, actually.
Well, what brings you here to this pirate ship?
Well, we were on tour until the
Don't
sun...
Don't say it.
Oh, sorry.
Sing it.
Oh.
A sea shanty.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay,
you're right.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
We were on a European tour, a tour. When guess what happened for sure?
For sure!
The sun started moving in. We had to say what, how we win. We win by going home.
We were on a European tour
for sure.
Then we were in Mykonos, but bored, so bored. And also we were about to get melted to the floor and decided it was time to go home.
So we need you to take us to the other shore.
You need we to take you to the other shore. Okay, sure.
Not the shore. On the Atlantic. Just in case I need to get pedantic. I'll get specific. Take us across the Pacific. I'll say okay. Take us to LA.
And we'll say fine. Just toe the line. Follow all the ship's rules and you'll be divine.
Oh, yes. Oh, rule number one, no shoes because it tracks the water through.
No shoes on the inside of the ship.
And of course, rule number two, don't stand on the helicopter pad. You could get hurt from a passing helicopter.
Because rule number three is every helicopter that we see lands on the helicopter pad.
Rule number four, if you open chips, please use a chip clip because there's lots of moisture in the air.
And rule number five, so important, saints alive, no open tuna in the refrigerator. Rule number six, if you run out of chip clips, use a rubber band.
Cool.
Rule number seven is shoes again because of the water and the sand.
Yeah, and rule number eight, I have to reiterate the helicopter pad thing. It could take your freaking head off.
And rule number nine, don't delete anything from the DVR unless you ask first.
Okay,
yeah, I think that those all sound like reasonable
rules. That makes a lot of sense. And if we could just get there before the end of the world so we can be home. I don't know, girls, what do you think? Maybe we should do like a coming home concert, like something to end the world to.
Do you think we should try to get us to the Greek?
We'll get you to the Greek, but the Greek theater, not
the country
actual
where,
Greece.
Not the country we're already
in. It would be a lot easier if it was the country, no, but
no,
we do want
there.
To.
To sail from Mykonos all the way to Los Angeles, I assume we're docking in Long Beach.
Sure.
Is there a closer harbor?
No, that's probably good. I mean,
Let's
Marina Del
Long
Rey.
Beach.
Long Beach is fine.
Marina Del Rey. We'll take you to Marina Del Rey.
Will these three pirates join forces with these three sisters to successfully cross oceans in a matter of days? Will they follow all these rules, or will something happen on the helicopter pad?
Find out when we return to the second half of Get Time to the Greek.
the musical. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left the Heim sisters, they were traveling with Captain Coach and his crew from Mykonos to get back to the Greek theater to perform a concert for the end of the world. Will they make it in time? Find out on this, the second act of Get Heim to the Greek!
I was following the eye.
Hold on.
Fleet
Foxes, time out.
Okay. What's that?
Time out, Fleet Foxes.
What's the problem?
What's going on? Why are you doing that?
Time out. I just wanted to talk about, should we be performing a concert at the end of the world?
I was thinking, yeah, because what else? Nothing makes me happier than just playing with you guys.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the world needs the uplifting tones of a Fleet Foxes.
The world
song.
Needs us, Fleet Foxes. For peace and love.
No foxes are Fleeter.
To spread peace and love through the world.
We've got to be Fleeter. If we're going to be Fleet, we've got to be foxes.
If they're Fleet, they're foxes.
So
I don't know why you're second guessing this plan. I mean, we're going to go out there, we're going to do a show. And I feel like it'll be the final word on humanity. The Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, it should come
word.
From us, you know.
Lead singer Ron Lennon. Ron Lennon of the Fleet Foxes.
It should.
And me,
Dingo.
Yeah, you Dingo Cars. Dingo Cars of the Fleet Foxes.
Oh, my name's Dingo.
And me, George McCartney.
And George McCartney.
We are the Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, a fox is not Fleet. There's no fox at all.
I mean, what were you thinking? If we don't do a concert, what do we do?
Yeah, if we don't do a concert, what do we do?
Well, the way I see it, we've got two options. We can do a concert, or we can do a maypole.
Now explain to me again what a maypole is. Sure. That's sort of when you, like, yeah.
Big old wooden stick.
Put stick right, and then there's like
rot in the ground. Mm-hmm, up at the top of the stick, you tie a bunch of ribbons.
That's what I thought it was, yes.
You take the ribbons and you walk around the stick.
It'll be like this, I was walking round the pole while walking down.
You know what?
It'd be a little bit like that.
I'll be honest.
Love in a maypole.
I'll be honest.
Around it.
This concert thing that we were gonna do is for the other people. We're always so selfless. What if we did something for ourselves? Maybe this maypole idea is the way for the Fleet Foxes to go out.
All right. I just want to present one more option.
All right, George
Third
McCartney.
Option. We always have three options.
Third option
three.
From George McCartney.
What Fleet if Foxes? We put a maypole on stage while we did the concert and we said, now we're going to take a quick break and this is for us. You can watch, but this is for us.
Something for the folks and something for the Fleet Foxes.
Something for the folks and something for the foxes.
You do sort of one for them, one for me.
That's right.
It seems fair. One for me, one for you.
There's some sort of, an artist does that. It sort of lives by that credo. I can't think of it who it is now.
We'll call it a Kit Kat concert.
We'll put two bagels.
And honestly, because give me a break.
Yeah, maybe it's a Twix. Maybe it's either a Twix or a Kit Kat.
Oh, wait.
Because Kit Kat concert.
We put two maples on
stage. I got to say.
No concert.
Hold on. I love Kit Kat concert, though. I kind of want to make it work.
Okay, well, to do a Kit Kat concert, we put two maples on stage, and we don't do a concert at all.
Because honestly, the sun is coming in, so give me a break.
Give me a break.
Give me a break, peace and love, the Fleet Foxes.
Give me a break.
Now, a Twix concert would also be two maypoles on stage, and we do that and don't do a concert.
Right. Are you guys just, can I be honest? Yeah. Are you guys just starving right now?
I'm just so hungry for candy.
I think
what I want is candy.
That's all. They should call us the Sweet Foxes.
Let's change our name to the Sweet Foxes.
I can feel it on my tongue, brothers. Give me that candy. I want it in my... stomach. That's where candy goes, right? Please.
Give me that candy.
Candy. Give me a break and give me a Twix and taste the rainbow and give me your tricks and that cereal, but it's still sweet. I am a fox and also I'm bleat. Give me a rainbow in my mouth. Give me a gummy worm. Give me a Twizzler. Give me a pull and peel. Give me the real deal. Anything that you feel.
Give me that candy. Sour Patch Kid, I will steal it, I will become a felon. I'll take the other kind, that is watermelon. Give me a red vine, it's so divine. Won't have to say to my fellow Mr. Fuck Twizzlers, it's all good at the end, good and plenty. Have some for me, there are many of candy. I reach under my pillow and hope for a dream
of candy.
And when I wake up, that dream came true. I had some gushers in my shoes.
What we do, brothers, we have a concert where we eat candy on stage.
I can't wait to die with you, my sweet Fleet Fox brothers.
I can't wait to die with you, my sweet Fleet Fox brothers.
Hey, I've got a question. When we die, can we be holding hands?
Yes, let's be holding hands.
Absolutely.
When the sun melts us all into oblivion.
Here's what we do. Each of us have our favorite candy in our mouth. We hold hands and we say, hello, sun, take us to the afterlife.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Here comes... What is that from? I don't even recognize that.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a good song. Maybe write it
maybe
down.
Maybe no, maybe no.
I'll write it down. Maybe we'll do it at the concert with the candy.
Okay, girl.
See what
sisters,
I mean?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Guys, sorry, sister. It's freaking hot on this boat, okay? I feel like we've been in the middle of the ocean for, like, so long. Like, what are we...
It is Captain Coach. I don't want to, like, pull rank here.
We had to stop. There's a helicopter.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
There's so many helicopters.
Well, it's just quite hot. And also, maybe these helicopters shouldn't land here since there's only a few days left to be alive.
It's like the heat from the engines of the helicopter when they're warming up. The whole thing is just such a to-do.
We're running out of room on the deck. To be honest, most of the deck is mostly helicopters
at this point.
Okay.
I mean,
Haim?
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay.
Alana!
Esty! Servant face.
We're Haim!
I think that, I know that we were having, originally we were like, oh, let's fly, and then we couldn't find a flight. What if we just took one of these choppers home?
We take a helicopter.
Actually, what if we each take one and race?
Helicopter race?
Would that be fun?
I'll be honest, it's not the type of thing I'd normally do, but when I look up in the sky and I see that the sun is about to fry us to pieces, why don't we get in these helicopters?
No, you can't be leaving us. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, please. We love Haim.
We'll get rid of half of these chopters if it means that Haim would stay.
All of the chopters.
I'll get rid of all the chopters. And I'll tell you what. You know what? We'll let you stand on the pad. If you want to just be around the chopters, that's great.
Well, I still think that's a really safe rule. It's more like...
I like the rule.
It's more like, could we keep the boat moving rather than stopping for chopters?
Okay, new rule. Helicopters right. land on the pad, but the boat don't stop.
Okay.
I like that rule. I like that.
Coach, that is a great rule, Captain.
Cool, great. Captain Coach is rule number 9 or 10. I'm not sure.
Also,
it
girls,
don't matter.
If yes. you need something else to help you cool down while we go through this blaring sun as we go through the Panama Canal, might I suggest some refreshing ceviche?
Have you had ceviche? You think, well, that's raw. I can't be eating that. But here's the dark secret of ceviche. Ceviche gets cooked by the acid in the lime. It just gets cooked. It's a hell of a pirate time.
Hold on. Can we stop? No. We know what ceviche, like,
yeah,
we get it.
We've had ceviche.
But have you had our ceviche?
Okay, you know what? Just let him do the song. He wants.
Yeah. Our ceviche's got to raisins and also prawns. Our ceviche, our ceviche is bespoke. Yo, ho, ho, our ceviche is bespoke.
Okay, yeah, I'd love some, honestly. That's
and
great.
We always we'll make some without raisins and prawns because not everyone likes raisins in a ceviche.
Yeah, that does seem like a little bit out of place, but I was kind of open to it, you know.
Haim sisters, I have a question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why head home this late in the game? Well, what are you planning on doing there?
We wanted to do a concert... To end the world.
We want to end the world with a... We want to play to the end of the world.
People are probably really stressing out about the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, like, something that always helps us when we're stressed out is we play... I bang on the kick drum. Kick drum. I have two pedals and I do them both back to back. And that really helps me.
And you know what helps me is, like... banging on the piano keys. Just bang, bang, bang on the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what helps me? Sort of just banging my teeth, my lip. I just sort of banging my neck around. I love banging
like
things
like a big, weird, floppy snake.
It's like I look good doing it, but yeah. I'm banging these faces around, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Excuse me. Are you trying to get passage through the Panama Canal?
Yar, I'm Captain Coach, and I'm taking my bespoke pirate ship through the Panama Canal.
Whoa.
Who wants to know?
Craig T. Nelson?
Wait,
you're Craig T. Nelson? You mean the guy from Coach?
No, I'm asking you, are you Craig T. Nelson?
Of course I'm Craig T. Nelson.
Wow, Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
No. Sorry. No. I am Captain Coach, mm-hmm. and my name is Craig T. Nelson.
Right.
But I'm not that Craig T. Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a shame.
It's kind of where the nickname came from. We called him Coach because his name was Craig T. Nelson, and the whole thing, you know. Wild
coincidence. We suggested dropping the T so that the confusion.
No, the T stands for treasure, and I won't be dropping it.
Do like a Michael B. Jordan thing where maybe Craig R. Nelson. He's not hearing it.
He's not. He wouldn't take to it.
Craig Reasure Nelson? It don't have the same ring to it.
Oh, no, it certainly don't. And that's cute of your parents to put treasure in the middle of your name. That's a fun secret. My middle name is Punis.
Punis? Your middle name is Punis.
Yeah.
Hold on, I promised the Haim sisters I wouldn't stop the boat, but I've got to right now.
Heim sisters, do you mind if I stop the boat?
I think we kind of get it. There is,
no,
you
this
have
is
to
like
stop.
A checkpoint. I think you have to stop. You He's not a helicopter
wasn't
pilot.
Going to. I was going to ram the path.
It would be
I was
bad.
Going to ram the Panama Canal.
It'd be bad because they do need to stabilize the water levels. And
why?
Yeah, there's a lock system.
There's a
system.
Whole thing
Who
where
cares?
You're in a
well,
lock.
Well, that's how the canal works.
Okay.
We'd be stuck is what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be bad for us.
Right.
Holy Heim, the Heim sisters?
That's right. I'm Alana.
And I'm Esty.
And I'm Danielle.
And together, we're sisters.
Heim. Okay, all right. I think we've just
we've
been,
in the
sun
middle
for
of
a long
the sea
time.
For a long time. Oh, well.
Who are you, Punis?
Well, that's my middle name.
Well, it's the only name we know so far.
Oh, you're right. My name's Hector, and I'm a real big fan. Unfortunately, we're not letting anyone through the Panama Canal on account of it's the end of the world, and there's no one here to run the locks except for me.
Well, why don't you just let us through, then?
Well, it takes a crew to run the locks. I can't just beep boop it as one Hector.
I've got a crew. Why don't you join my crew?
Oh, well, I think in this situation, you need to join my crew so
no,
that we can...
No, you join my crew.
No, you should maybe listen to him. He has a point. If we maybe help,
if we
can
help,
get the
then
thing
we can
going.
Run
okay,
the lock.
Explain it to me.
Okay, so the way a canal works, do you know what canal works?
Yes.
Okay, so it's usually a...
Wait, no.
So we zoom from this, like, up into the sky and out through the clouds and into the, like, end of the galaxy. And there's a desk there, and an assistant walks up and he says, God?
Yeah?
The sun is scheduled to hit in 2 days.
Oh, wow, that really crept up on me.
It really did.
I meant to set an alarm.
It really did. It really crept up. And I know we've been waiting for that one magical musical moment that would, of course, be the miracle to stop this thing, but it doesn't seem like it's going to get done. The Heim sisters are stuck at the Panama Canal currently.
Oh.
And the fleet foxes are singing about candy for some reason.
I'll do it. It's me, Gabriel.
Gabriel, I'm
just saying.
This is not your assignment,
this
okay?
This whole
okay.
thing is about music from mankind, not from you, Gabriel.
Yeah.
But what if it's just a little bit of Gabriel?
It's a cheat. If you go down there and do it for them, it's like, are they worth saving, you know?
This blows. Gabriel, blows.
Gabriel.
But fine, I understand.
Okay, you know what? God, I don't know. Things have kind of crept up on us in a way, and I feel like maybe it was a mistake to leave Gabriel off this thing from the beginning.
Really, Curtis? Because I would think, if anything, maybe I'd send you down.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know...
He's so showy.
Curtis?
It's me, yeah. Here's
Curtis.
The thing.
Curtis and his two-necked electric guitar?
Okay, I think it's cool. Is it not cool?
It's very cool. Sorry, is my tone...
Yeah,
making it seem like I don't like what...
It sounded like you were pissed.
No. Listen, angel music is not a zero-sum game. Just because Curtis plays some excellent riffs doesn't mean that Gabriel can't get in the mix later. God, I'm just... Can we talk about the whole sending the sun into the earth thing?
Yeah.
As a whole.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are you not liking that? I mean, that was my thing from the beginning.
No,
I
love
that.
It. Did my tone make it seem like I didn't want to say?
Yeah, Gabriel, I need you to be more constructive in this moment, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I like what we're doing.
Is that it? That's the end of the thought?
But.
Okay, there is a
button. I want to go play music.
Okay.
Now, to be clear, once more, this is not about, like, who plays really good angel music. Okay, we have Heaven's Got Talent every
We've
year to decide that.
And I've won it a couple times.
I think you should be a judge, to be honest.
I think this time you should become a judge.
I would love to
be
a judge.
Okay, honestly, that is a whole different thing.
Whole different combo.
This is about deciding.
Put a pin in that. Okay.
Yeah, put a pin in that.
This is talking. We're talking about Earth here.
You know, we came up with this idea, Curtis and I. Well, yeah. Curtis and I were on a hike, and we were just kind of spitballing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, eventually I'm going to have to end Earth so I can do it again, or redo it, or womp it back, or try again mm-hmm. with Saturn. You know, I got to keep it fresh. I'm
and
a
here's
creative.
The thing.
I'm always
saying we end Earth and start from scratch. What if we got right up to the edge there
mm-hmm.
and gave them the opportunity for a miracle,
Yeah,
Curtis, that could save him.
Curtis has always had this idea that those last few days would be very interesting.
Yeah.
And I, just from a storytelling point of view, thought, yes, because that's what I need. I need a little bit of stakes on Earth. They're not feeling it anymore. I need to turn up the heat. And then he was like, literally, and I was like, I'm not calling Lucifer. He's like, no, the sun. And I was like, Jesus, I'm not sending him back. And he said, no, S-U-N. And I said, this is fun. This is why I go on hikes with you, because we had
a
good banter.
It was a fun little exchange.
At first, I was jealous that I wasn't invited in the hike, but hearing about that exchange that happened just now,
Gabriel,
secondhand, honestly, the wit on both sides, the pattern, it was
Gabriel
transcendent.
Love, you know, your positivity.
Yeah, you know, you're my kayak guy. You know, you're my kayak guy.
I love a yak.
When God wants to get out on that gentle water,
I go with you. But I go with Curtis. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm not adverse to a little nudge. You know, I go down there all the time and do what Kathy Lee calls a God wink. And I am up for it right now.
For those of us that aren't maybe familiar, I haven't checked in on Kathy Lee in a second.
Oh, do you need me to do this?
Can you tell me about a little lady named Miss Kathy Lee?
Time would you sit over? I gotta talk about Kathy Lee Gifford. Kathy Lee, she used to be with Regis. Oh, what? Do I really mean this? Kathy Lee, she also put out a song. Many songs you could sing along. I think one of them was even featured on The Nanny. She's pretty cool and I'm not handsy. I didn't have too much time when I sculpted her. I said, ooh, go down, you're looking so good. She's like, I like all kinds of things that feel good in the neighborhood. She married Frank Gifford, he played football, but oh, you would be wrong to think that's all. She hosted Regis and Kathy Lee, and later The Today Show with Hoda Kotb. She would say, Hoda woman, when were you gonna get a man? But she'd be having too much Chardonnay for anyone to understand. But Kathy Lee believes in me, and she says, when a miracle happens, it is a God wink, like I'm winking at you.
Kathy Lee
believes in me, and when I do something so miraculously, that's a God wink.
Well, maybe the miracle doesn't happen at the very end. Maybe you do a pre-miracle miracle just to help out our friends. It seems right now that the sisters Heim are in the Panama Canal. And you don't play the concert for them, but they could still use a pal.
Yes, but Gabriel, this is about Kathy Lee.
Yeah, this is about Kathy Lee. We weren't actually... I was going to the Kathy Lee part. Well, here's the thing. Who is Kathy Lee? She drinks wine on live TV. She is friends with Hoda Kotb, and she is on my TV. Here is the thing about this young woman. She is cool and she's got it going on. She's on TV and she's live. Everything about her is jive. Jive is a good thing I made up. I am not that cool of an angel. Oh. But the problem is, I have a lot of responsibility.
Let me try. Kathy Lee, brilliant physicist. Came up with E equals MC squared. That's Kathy Lee. Was like, do not build a nuclear bomb. This is a bad idea. Was maybe on the autism spectrum before we knew what that was.
Okay.
Kathy Lee.
Gabriel.
Yes.
I know you tried to talk about Heim, and then you tried to talk about Kathy Lee, but you were talking about Einstein. Kathy Lee. Sure, I think, and I hear what you speak. I'll help get Heim to the Greek. Whoomp, the Panama Canal, now it works. You know my God, he's not a jerk. So he helps them sail on today so they can play that concert in L.A. And Curtis and Gabriel, you know that I love you. Here's what I'm gonna say to you two. You can go down and play back up for Heim.
Woo! Yes!
You on the double neck... electric guitar.
Yes!
Me on the big horn with no keys that plays one note.
The bugle.
The bugle.
Yeah, the bugle. Do you guys think I need to do anything about Fleet Foxes or just kind of let them...
I think they're going to figure their thing out, to be honest. God.
Here's what I think. I love them, but mm-hmm. they do make me fall asleep sometimes. I like cannot listen to them in a long car ride.
Yeah. Not the worst music to be playing at the end of the world, but no, at the same time, it's like, are we getting any excitement out of it?
Yeah, it kind of makes me sadder. Kind of like leans into it.
To me, it's redundant.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that I would agree. That's not great.
It's kind of a hat on the hat.
For sure.
All right, have fun playing.
Who's ever seen a slow fox?
Okay, we get it. We get it.
Oh, their name is redundant. I thought you meant like the vibe on the vibe was redundant.
Oh, no, that's an even better point.
Okay, pirates, guys, thank you so much. This was incredible. Thanks for getting us here.
I don't even know what we did. At one point, we were stuck in the Panama Canal, and now here we are in well, this isn't even Marina Del Rey. Here we are on Los Feliz Boulevard by the Shell Station.
Our catamaran yacht grew wheels, and somehow we're here.
Really cool. It is very bespoke, guys. Congrats. It's great.
And somehow I came along.
Our Punis is here with us, too. He's told us his other names, and I'll never remember them at this point.
Punis, you didn't think you were going to join the crew, but you did. And we've left the Panama Canal unattended. Yeah.
But it's fine.
Girls. Sisters.
Yeah.
We got to the Greek. Mm. Are you ready to play one last show for LA and thereby the world?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Heim, come home.
Heim
home.
Time for Heim to make it known that Heim home. Oh, but wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lana?
I never got to ride in
what?
I never got to ride in the storage cargo of a plane.
Oh, right. We talked
about
that.
Wait, that's not even the main thing I'm sad about.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, what are you sad about?
Everyone listen to me.
We are.
I just need some, I'm the youngest one and I need a little bit of focus on me right now.
I'm making firm eye contact and have my hand on your shoulder.
Okay, thank you. I feel seen. What song are we even going to play?
I don't know. It's like maybe something sweet.
It's got to be perfect. It's got to be sweet. For the end of the world, it's got to be sweet.
We might be able to help.
Are you saying you want something sweet?
Like candy?
Oh my gosh, Fleet Foxes, our peers and colleagues.
Peace and love, Fleet Foxes are here. We brought two maypoles and we were going to set them up right here on the Greek stage.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's a really great idea.
I've also got this box of Lucky Charms, but I took all of the oats bits out, so it's just a big box of marshmallows.
Just marshmallows.
That's pretty sweet. I could eat those marshmallows and bang a drum with my feet. That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
And you're pretty fleet. These foxes are here to join the team.
That's pretty sweet. I'm in the park, I'm ready to die. This is pretty neat. Let's sing a song, but let's do it for us. I know the sun is coming, but we should not rush.
And that's pretty sweet. And if you need a new one, me and the lads just wrote this. It's called Here Comes the Sun. And it might be a little, well, I suppose, a bit redundant or on the nose. But it goes, here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun.
Crash into
Alana on the drum.
Okay, kick drum now. A marshmallow kick drum now. I need a marshmallow
bass drum now.
I need a marshmallow
bass drum now.
Now piano
bass drum now.
I need a marshmallow
keys right now. And I'm on the keys right now. And I'm on the keys right now.
Helicopters landing here.
The pirates.
Amazing. Local
who are those guys? Those guys are cool.
We're no more.
bass drum now.
That's pretty
marshmallow
sweet.
Bass drum now.
Here comes
marshmallow
sun.
Bass drum now. Marshmallow
here
bass drum now.
Here comes sun.
Neighbors, look! I thought the sun was gonna hit the earth, but it looks like it's reversing course!
You're right! And just in time, we've just finished our threesome. We've really stepped out of our marriage.
I
in
gotta
a wild
say,
way.
That was some fucking sick shit. I loved that.
It was twisted, and I learned things about myself, and
you
I feel
know,
like.
Originally, I thought the appeal was that I wouldn't live to regret it because we were going to die anyway, but I'm glad I get to live and get the mail and make eye contact with you after what we just did, you two sickos.
Honestly, you two are nasty, and I like the sort of tune that you're putting down.
Good thing we're not about to die, because we would truly go to hell for the things we just did.
Not only that, now we can do it again!
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Drum now,
Marshmallow sweet.
Kick drum now.
Get up to the green.
Kick drum now.
That's pretty sweet.
Get
high to the green.
That's pretty sweet. Get high to the green. That's pretty sweet.
Helicopter shines.
The sun. AKA Perfection,
AKA something that would never have been possible without our incredible guest, Sean Diston.
Guys, that was so fun. So much fun.
You made me laugh so much. That was incredible.
Glad we figured out this tech thing. Again, Brett, I'm very mad that it was your fault, but I'll say you made up for it with some of that sweet, sweet guitar playing. There it is.
And
there
has
it
to
is.
Speak through guitar.
Here's something that I will tell you that this. I mean, obviously, we've all had a great time. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have to bring the mood way down.
Yeah. Whoa!
And talk about business.
Oh, look out! Look out! Here it comes! Here it comes!
And here's the thing about this show that we just did. There's a video of it. And you're going to want to see it.
You're going to want to.
And if you want to see it, all you got to do is join Off Book Clubhouse at offbookclubhouse.com. You get episodes from our archive. You get downloads of songs. You get videos. But that's sort of our gift to you. The main thing that you get is you support the show and you make things like this possible. You allow us to pay Brett and Scott, even though Brett is just messed up so bad.
Yeah, shouldn't be paid, but we'll continue to pay just because it's a tough time.
Because he plays guitar.
And I just want to say that if you do watch the video, I want to give you this little Easter egg, which I want you to look for me as Zach gives the breakdown of what's happening as we interact too. Watch me laugh at my own idea to bring in the Fleet Foxes.
No, I have to go back and watch for that.
Watch me laugh at myself thinking, oh, and the way I'll initiate is by going, I will follow.
Internally, Jester City, they're going, oh, yeah.
And then watch me on my face as I know I've just nailed a Beatles impression, just knocked out of the park.
For sure.
Sean, what else do the people need to know about where they can find
where
you?
Where can they find
I got podcasts myself on my Patreon. Go to patreon.com/SeanDiston, and I've got a Ninja Turtle show there that Jess was, of course, the guest on, and a lot of more improv happening. Zach, got to have you on there at some point. But yeah, that's a good place to catch my stuff.
Would love to. Highly recommend it. Go do it. Listen, I mean, if this episode isn't enough, I don't know what will push you over
I
the
have
edge,
nothing
y'all.
For you if this didn't make you fall in love with
Sean.
Sean is
a king and a prince, and you should be so lucky to have him in your ears. Also, we're so lucky to have Scott Passarella, king of pianist of kings.
King!
Brett Morris, the feeling when the chord hits! And, you know, we did have to use 50 minutes on setups. We did, in fact, once again, run out of time to find out what sound the wooden frog makes, but Woodbert, one day we'll get you on the mic.
One day we'll get it on the mic. There was something I... a great episode out from behind the paywall with Aaron Whitehead.
A true
a bunch of cat chaos.
Yeah,
in that
that's
one.
The beginning of us singing as so many inanimate objects.
I don't think there's a
so
single human being in that
there's
episode.
There's very few humans in that. There's Flan and a stapler, but nary many humans. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if someone's trying to put you in boxes,
well, then get away, you sweet, fleet little foxes.
Bye.